All right, guys, welcome along to episode 3 of the Centre Square podcast. Yep, that's right. I'm doing the intro. Vinny is away. No, I'm kidding. He's here.
What's up, boys?
Yep, he's in the house. Boys, how are we?
Good.
Not bad.
Ripper weekend of footy, guys. We've got loads to talk about tonight.
Razor. You reckon? Yep. How was your weekends?
Yeah, good. Yep. Not bad.
Yeah, good. Yeah, had a bit of fun.
Good.
Volunteering
at the footy
on the purple playground beforehand.
A
bit boring, but, you know, loves the footy, so can't say no to an opportunity like that.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go straight into it, shall we, boys? What game was first? Adelaide.
Thursday
Richmond.
Night.
Who did that? Vinny, you did that, didn't you?
Did we? I thought we were all talking about it together.
We can, but.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, that's what we are doing. So, in the end, Adelaide came out winners. Boys, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I
tipped by 3 or 4 goals.
7 points or something.
They won by 5.
Again, nice and close. But, yeah, just too good by Adelaide.
Yeah, it was quite similar to the Freo game.
Yeah.
Good to Maddie.
Yeah, just close till 3-quarter time and then just running away with it.
Maddie
and Joel
is a gun.
Vinny, I believe you have our tips from last week. So what?
Yeah. So for this game,
what
we all tipped Adelaide. So we're all correct. We're all correct on that one. I didn't record margins.
What about margins?
Just because not everyone said margins.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
All right.
So we all got that right. Yep. We're all 1-for-1 so far. Which
yep.
is good.
So
good start.
Big
100%
thing,
win accuracy.
Big thing coming out of this game. Well, Adelaide just dominating the clearances, 48-24. Hard for Richmond to be getting first use of the football and kicking goals when they're getting dominated in the clearances like that.
Yeah, the Crouch brothers.
Yeah.
They're late in that area.
Yeah. Dustin Martin, he played all right, I thought.
First time skipper.
Yeah.
Skipper.
And Eddie Betts, doing what Eddie does.
Yep, what he does at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts, boys? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't mind seeing
some
it,
stuff,
actually.
You know?
Don't mind
That's
it.
Good.
A little high five.
Good to see.
Yeah.
Late in the game. It's not like it mattered. Nah. Not like it was close or anything.
No,
so,
I
just
would give
Eddie
a high five then.
Yeah, so.
How do you
think
that? So
did anyone not like it?
Oh, I can't see anyone not liking it.
Yeah.
Dimmer?
No,
Dimmer.
Did he not like it?
No, I don't know. But if there was someone that didn't like it, Dimmer would be. Oh, it's like
Kane Corns. We got a bit to talk about him later. His comments regarding the Fremantle game on the weekend.
Yeah, Corns.
The volcano.
Right. So we're all 1-for-1 from that game. Everyone got that one right. Friday night at Marvel. Marvel, big talking point there, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Let's focus on the match itself.
Yep.
Essendon, 19-point winners over Hawthorn. Vinning, what were the votes or what were the tips for
tips
that game?
Tips were I tip Hawthorn. Me and Nolsey tip Hawthorn. And Bray, Ethan and Cow tipped Essendon. So...
Yeah, we're winning.
60% on that one.
Oh.
2-for-2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Essendon just too good.
Wasn't a bad game for Friday night.
That's pretty good.
Not that I watched it. But...
Yeah.
Essendon just came out.
Oh,
disappointing. Came out a bit early. Late. Late. Oh, what am I saying?
I had this game. So, the three things that I learnt. Number one was... don't rule Essendon out as a contender.
No, definitely
finals.
Not.
They've been written off
so
far. Their ball movement is went through Shield, these guys to the midfield. People are writing them off already. I don't know why.
Love a handball.
But and saying Worsfold needs to go. But I think they're probably going to go bottom four of the top eight, somewhere around that 6-7.
Yeah, there's
mark,
a lot of
maybe.
Teams that could finish up in that spot. I think there's a lot of teams on similar points, and it's just percentage that's separating teams now.
Yeah.
Second thing I learnt was Ricky Henderson is at the moment, if they're doing the All Australian team, I think he would be in there. Ooh, I'm not even joking.
Very
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's Ricky Henderson.
31 touches for him.
He got 31 disposals on the weekend.
Not in the
I think he's averaging high 20 disposals. And, like, he's just been one of Hawthorn's best. I don't know why Adelaide delisted him.
Mm. Took 11 marks as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure how old he is, but I think probably got a few more years left in him if he continues
yeah,
in this way.
Definitely.
Probably. He's playing well on the wing at the moment. And third thing I learnt was it's going to be hard for someone to beat the brain fade of Ben Stratton for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So
do you call it a brain
the captain
fade?
Probably.
I just call it stupidity.
Captain, brain fade, stupidity. Call it what you want.
It's quite ridiculous.
Look at Orazio Fantasia's arm and you'll see all the marks. But not only that, he gave the bird to the two times and also stomped. Gave us stomped, what's his name, on the foot. Who was it? He stomped.
Was it
McKenna
or something like that?
I think it was McKenna, I think.
Yeah, no.
Has he been given the...
I'm not sure.
What's it called?
I don't think
suspension
so.
Suspension or fine.
No.
I was listening to Alistair Clarkson on AFL 360. And he was saying, no matter what, we're going to support Stratton, which obviously they should. But
yeah, it's going to be pretty hard to defend those actions.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
Nah, especially as, you know,
especially
the
as a captain in the club.
Of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Yeah. Surprising he got captain, to be honest, at the start of the year.
I was just going to mention that. Like, when he got announced captain, everyone was like, wow, Ben Stratton being captain. Like, he was...
I mean, there's not really a lot of other candidates.
Nah.
Isaac Smith. Who else is there?
Maybe.
Luke Bruce.
Liam Shields.
Yeah.
Sean Burgoyne, maybe.
Sean Burgoyne's on a stretch.
Roughhead obviously was last year, but he's playing in the two.
Paul Palopolo.
So,
yeah. Palopolo.
Maybe the
Palopolo.
Oh, what did he get, like,
cult figure.
140 fantasy points, something.
The
Warpair. Something like
that. Yeah.
All right.
So just a quick note on this game, guys.
Sorry.
Obviously, if you've been watching Hawthorn play football this season, you would have noticed that they've been playing a high possession game where they've just been holding onto the football and then scoring with it. But during the bye round, Essendon have obviously done their homework on that and have been able to counter that. So that's why they were able to get up in the way that they did. So, yeah, just a quick thing I noticed in that game.
Yeah, I got next game at Riverway Stadium in Townsville, Gold Coast and St Kilda went head-to-head. Vinny, what were the tips for that game?
Tips were, right, so all of us tipped St Kilda in that one.
Yeah, no surprise.
Yeah.
So, cool. 100%.
But yeah, Gold Coast, they did come at St Kilda. They were leading by like 30 points at quarter time. But then it was like the last quarter or second half that... it's the last half that St Kilda just came back at them.
Why was this game played in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Was it just a money thing? Or was it just
got,
anyone know?
Well, it got more people than it does at Metricons.
Yeah.
Metricons, so I reckon...
Yeah. And
to the community.
They didn't play the China game this year.
Mm. So, boys, just another quick note. So, similar to the time last year, when the Saints played Gold Coast. The Saints overcame a slow start to win by 4 points. I think they were 32 or something down at quarter time. So just showing not how good the Saints are, probably how bad the Gold Coast Suns are to be letting a lead like that go.
Yeah, they can't really play four quarters of footy.
No.
Yet no. With their lineup, but the next couple of years they should be.
Yeah.
But three things I learnt now. I didn't go full sweat mode with these, like Ethan did. First thing that I learned was Darcy McPherson is good at rolling over fences. as we saw that in like the first yep. second quarter. Number two.
Into the crowd.
Yeah. Number two, Ben King will be one of the best full forwards in the next couple of years.
What about Max?
Oh, he's yeah, he will. But I'm talking about the, who played in that game.
Big Benny boy.
Max, he did his ACL or whatever in the
2 meter
in the PFL. So he's irrelevant at the moment. Number three, the AFL aren't very nice to St Kilda as they played in China 2 weeks ago, and then having to go up to Townsville, which is a bit of a travel. Because you've got to take a flight to either Brisbane or Gold Coast or Cairns and then make the drive down.
Yeah, so
a bit of a travel.
I guess they've just got to start winning good games and they can get good time slots. The sports
industry, isn't it? The AFL industry.
You would have thought either someone else can play this game instead of St Kilda, or they can move the game later. Why would you make them play in China and then have them bang in Townsville? No, that's just what.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I don't think they care, to be honest. Whoever thinks about it, they probably just want the money.
I think they did complain or something like that about their players being fatigued in that game, but ended up
they came
the
off
game.
The bye, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a bye, yes. But
they shouldn't still, be tired.
I think they spent a couple of days in China, didn't they? Don't they usually do that? Since they have the bye.
Yeah, I think they just spend a couple of days over there just getting to know the culture. Because if you're over there, you might as well spend a couple of days.
And they have the bye after, but before.
Yeah.
They pretty much get there on, what do they play, Sunday? Probably get there on Thursday or Friday. And then, captain's run and then the game. So, obviously not much time to do anything before the game. But anyway, next game was Fremantle and Port Adelaide. What do you think of that? And what were the tips?
Oh, ripper game. So the tips were me, Nolsey. Oh, it was just me and Nolsey that tipped Fremantle, actually. And the rest of your
the boys.
I believe
so,
the boys.
Hashtag stay loyal.
Yeah, stay loyal. So Ethan was going, oh, do I tip Fremantle? And he's like, no, first time I'm not going to tip with my heart.
Yeah, well, every time I tip them,
that
they
was
lose.
Awesome, you, Rocky.
Yeah, so, the loyal fans stick it on for another win by the Dokers.
Frio Dokers.
Right.
Michael So, saw my friend.
So me and Frothy, actually, we bumped into Mickey So as we were walking out of the stadium, and we were going to have a quick photo.
WA Sporting Icon.
Yeah, we were going to have a quick photo, but we lost him, so.
Does everyone know who he is out there? He's just a WA Sporting Icon.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I wouldn't say he's an icon.
Yes.
Well, he is.
He's just a mad supporter, just like Bev.
Sun's on fire. Yeah. Your defence is terrified when Sun's on fire.
he's like, what's a good song
simply
for Michael Wolf?
Best.
Simply the best.
Yeah. What about I'm on the piss, I'm having another beer, something like that.
Celebrating
the glory season.
Doesn't mind the Perth sporting team's mix-o.
Yeah.
That gets around it.
Yep.
The three things I learnt. Number one, Fremantle don't need Alex Pearce, Roy Lobb, and Matt Tabner to play finals or even to push for a spot in the top six if things don't plan.
Oh, just imagine if they all had all of them.
Jesse Hogan is a gun.
To continue on with that one, Griffin Logue proved just why he was taking pick eight in the 2016 draft, gathering 24 touches, 8 marks.
Yeah, a lot of intercept marks.
Yeah, 13 intercept possessions.
They were effective disposals as well.
He now, even though he's only played one game, averages 13 intercept possessions, which puts him at first in the comp for that. And obviously also Darcy was massive in the last with 11 hitouts.
Yep.
And the second thing I learnt was Fremantle are the best last quarter team in the comp. They've won 9 of their last quarters. They've lost 2 and drawn 1. It was evident in their win on Saturday, where they really just ran away with it in the last.
Yeah.
And the third thing I learnt was Michael Walters is a lock for All Australian this year.
Yep.
Averaging 21 touches, 2 goals, 7 score involvements, and going at 72% efficiency. Now, if you compare that to last year's All Australian forward pocket, Luke Bruce, Walters is averaging 8 more touches, 0.3 more goals, 2 more score involvements, and going at 5% more efficiency than Bruce this year. So, yeah.
I'd love to. I hope he does make the Australian team.
Even with the impact
on
games he has, like, stats don't show that, but Walters has a massive impact as well. So, yeah, they're the three things I'll
These Victorians that pick it, though, like, I really hope he does, but these Victorians that pick it... have something against WA or anyone outside of Victoria.
It's hard to go past him, though.
Yeah, so actually a quite interesting game, this one, with 7 lead changes throughout the whole game. It was quite close. 1 point in it at three-quarter time and then Fremantle just running away with it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Fife was massive.
Yeah, so Bolters with 6. And
interesting comments from Nick Del Santo. About Fife. He said he wouldn't even be in the conversation about all Australian squad, the 40-man squad.
Are you joking?
I'm not even joking.
He's the Brownlow favourite right now.
He said that.
I know.
Yeah, you can't compare him to the elite inside midfielders.
He might as well just put on his forehead, "I don't watch Perth games." He might as well just say that.
Is he saying he won't make the 40-man squad?
No.
That is ridiculous.
He said at the moment he can't see him in the 40-man squad.
If he said 22, maybe, you never know, but, 40,
he's a lot
you'd at least think he's in the best 40.
Yeah. I think Nat Fife will make the 22, the squad of 22.
Yeah, same.
He probably will.
Yeah.
But,
They didn't chuck him more forward. Like, when he won his Brownlow, he was, obviously in the midfield. But
all right.
Not a bad effort by Port against Fremantle.
Don't talk.
Yeah, Zachy Butter's soft as butter.
Did you other boys see that?
Me and Vinning were literally ten rows away from that, the perfect angle, and we could just see.
10 minutes later, he's reacted to the contact. So he deserved every, second or 3 minute boo or whatever he got. Yeah.
And he was celebrating so much when he got the goal. It's like
the stadium
10 meters
so
out
loud.
Straight.
Every time he was even near the contest, it was just insane.
Just for a solid 3 minutes after that, it was just boo.
Yeah.
So a solid effort for Port without Ollie Wines, Tom Rockliffe, and Charlie Dixon. So
pretty much what we expected from them. Really.
Yeah. So to come over to Perth. Not a bad effort against the college side of Fremantle. So Fremantle should get a win next week against the D's at the G.
Should.
Porter got the Cats at Adelaide. It is.
Isn't it the Derby after that?
No. Carlton. Yeah, Carlton then the Derby.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Two home games that were.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Carlton and the Dogs. Was that you, Callum, that did that?
That was me.
But we'll go straight to the tips.
All right, tips. Hang on, what one's this? Is this? Oh, this is Bulldogs. This is Bulldogs Carlton. All right, so.
I know Bray tipped Carlton.
That's right.
Yeah, Bray and... Cow tipped Carlton. The rest of us tipped the Bulldogs.
That was such a good game.
I was whipping them home at the end. I couldn't get over the line.
Carlton.
No, the Bulldogs won by 3, mate.
Yeah, but they scored 100 points. That's a win.
Charlie Kerner.
That's a flag for Carlton at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that their first time scoring 100 points in
years? That is a three-peat for the Blues.
They got to keep the Bulldogs last.
Still, that's a win.
That's a three-peat.
Yep. Yeah. Triple figures.
That's better than the Lions going back to back to back.
Yeah. So, big thing coming out of this game, obviously. Charlie Kerner with 7 goals.
Huge.
Yeah. And then just in the third quarter, as he's at Marvel Stadium, just unleashing the inner Hulk for the celebration.
Gold.
Yeah.
Don't mind that. That was all right.
Yeah, so, the Dogs were up by 34 at three-quarter time, and Carlton actually gave them a real scare. So, only very lucky for them to hold on.
How good's Josh Dunkley? 41 touches.
A bit back and forth again.
Unbelievable.
Right, what's the three things you learnt out of this one, Cow?
Here we go.
Three things you learnt, mate.
Well, I couldn't hear you, fellas.
Three things you learnt.
Shut up.
Typical Collingwood supporter.
All right, three things I learnt. Charlie Curnow is Carlton's second best player on his day. Saw that at full flight on Saturday night, kicking seven. Couldn't stop him. It was the main reason Carlton got close in that game. So, yeah. Second thing I learnt, I reckon the buys come at the wrong time for the Blues. I reckon they were hitting some good form, and maybe the buy might slow them down coming out the buy. And the third thing I learnt is Josh Dunkley's an absolute gun.
Yeah.
41 touches, a goal, and 10 tackles was unstoppable. Bit of midfield time, and yeah, get around him.
Get around him.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's his three.
Full stuff, Callum.
That was my three things.
Yep. Anything else anyone needs to add on to that one?
No, not really. Other than Carlton just falling unlucky again, unable to win a game that they probably should have won.
I mean, that's a win in their books.
But unlucky to not get the 4 points.
Yeah. All right. That's it from that game. Let's move down to Blundstone Arena to North Melbourne and the GWS Giants on the only Sunday game. Yes, it was the Battle of the Shores.
And I told you, Bray. I told you his Reece Shores streak would come to an end.
I thought they would have won because it was at Tasmania, and they were in great form.
The Blundstone effect.
Yeah, so
the tips,
just out of this one, the tips were Bray and Cow tipped the Ruse, and me.
That's loyalty.
Nolsey and Ethan Rip tipped the GWS Giants. So
hashtag sweats.
Oh, I guess they were always going to win, mate. It was never going to be, you know.
Yeah, who is leading the tip?
Shut up, bro.
They were playing in...
Did you even watch this game?
At Blundstone, had nothing to do with the Giants just being dominant. You know, they're sitting second to the table for a reason. Yeah.
Meaning,
it's not Toronto, is it?
Yeah, mate, me and you went...
Didn't we have the same tips?
Yeah, 5 out of 6 for that one. So, yeah, just getting the Hawthorn one wrong.
I had 5 out of 6. Wait, as well.
Oh, yeah, you did too, mate. Yeah, you had 5 out of 6 as well. Yeah.
Because I missed the only game was the very GWS? Yeah.
Yeah, you went GWS.
So what have I got wrong? Have I got 3 wrong? Jeez, that's...
you got 3 wrong.
No, yeah.
Right, because you don't have a lethal left boot like Brett Dealey, right?
You did, didn't you?
I had to add it. No one said it.
Yeah. Awesome. Brett Dealey.
So, who are the... Have we done... We haven't done three things.
I'll do three things we learnt, because I don't think I've done a game yet. All right, so three things. Canelio, Josh Kelly, and Toby Green were just dominant. I think Canelio, 27, Josh Kelly, 35, and Toby Green with his fair share of touches. So that's first thing. Second thing, the Roos just can't win at the moment. They can actually. I think they can.
They were two and two, and then.
Well, you know, they're not. I don't think they're any chance of making the 8 at the moment.
Not.
And third thing, I haven't really done my homework on this one. Toby Green with 3 goals is not a bad performance.
Yeah.
Tim Taranto.
So,
coming back into the side.
Taranto was the ball.
Yeah. Didn't really watch this game. Just watched the highlights package.
I was watching the Edgewater Eagles over that game. So,
well, what 3 things we learned about the bye? What did we learn in the bye, guys?
About the bye.
Yeah.
Have you still got one more week?
We've still got one more week.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide lost to the bye.
That's for next week.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
If you're excited for that, listen up.
If that's it from the games, let's.
Yep.
Well, we've got a little new segment that's not 100% complete, but we're going to try roll it on in this week.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
And we'll give it a go.
We'll give it a crack.
Hashtag sweat. the idea came from Ethan Roth for me to do it, but I haven't got one planned, so we're going to go to Ethan. He's got one. So, Ethan, over to you, bud.
Yep. So, hashtag sweats, new segment. Bray's probably his favourite saying at the moment. I just love saying it. Basically, if any tryhard or anything, it could be on social media or any game or even what you've played. So, mine actually came yesterday. My game for the Greenwood Knights.
Get around them.
Against Wanneroo. We unfortunately lost, but...
Did you get a touch this week?
Okay, moving on from that. So,
Did you get any touches this week?
Huh? What's that?
Got a few.
Yeah, I got a few. Broke, fractured my, fractured my...
A bit of leather poisoning there, but anyway, that's why you broke
was that in the brawl? Did that happen in the brawl?
No, wrong game.
So anyway, moving to the hashtag sweats. So I was playing with this guy, number 11.
If you're listening, mate,
if you're listening to this podcast, mate, you better turn it off now because you're about to get absolutely grilled.
Yeah, I don't know your name, but I was playing back line. He was playing forward, probably second, third quarter, I think it was, and he's trying to act real tough, just trying to push and shove me, but just, like, in a real smart way. Just, like, you can just tell he's a bit cocky and stuff. And, yeah, and so basically, he's been pushing and shoving me, and then...
boys, I've got a story for you.
Do you want me to explain this or not? Yeah, all right. So basically, he's gone, I thought... what are you doing here? I thought Oz Kick was on Saturday.
Jesus, Ethan. Your
footballing ability has called you.
Yeah, and I've gone, well, all right. That's actually a pretty good compliment because if I'm an Oz Kick player, yeah, I'm pretty small, but shouldn't you be all over me now? Not touching.
Yeah,
right into the comments.
Yeah, Frothy's taken the insult and he's just going, you know what, mate? You're not even dominating me.
I didn't say that to him, and
you haven't even kicked
add to it
yet.
To add to it to add to it yeah
it's only
to
been add to it
he had a LeBron James Nat 5 arm
clean.
Oh, he was
wearing club footy, mate.
I'm pretty
that's poor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had fluoro boots. His socks were pulled up high. Oh, yeah. And he had, like, an NBA headband.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
And I've gone, who are you, LeBron James? He's like, oh, I don't need to be LeBron James. I'm already chopping up. And I've just, and then basically, that's basically it. I didn't see him for the rest of the game because he ran off after that.
What do we say?
A bit of a try hard, anyway.
We say,
you're a hashtag sweat.
Yeah, hashtag sweat.
Sweat.
So, to him. On an unrelated note, boys, bit of sauce coming out of my club footy game down in the C grade, in the Central Conference Division. So we've got this bloke in our team, Taj Radford. You're probably going to be listening to this, mate, so I hope you're feeling all right at the moment. But Taj is the kind of bloke who doesn't mind giving out a bit of lip at club footy. He runs his mouth a bit of the time. And we played Kenwick on the weekend. And I think he found his match. He's just running his mouth against this bloke the whole time. And I think it was in the third quarter or something. He just turns around and absolutely clocks him square in the mouth. Front tooth missing. Yeah, blood rule. So the umpire out of zone, has steamed in and gone, no, you're on report, red card. And I was down in, I was playing on Kai at the time, and I was going, oh, what the bloody hell is going on here? Yeah, and he's just been clocked in the mouth for being a bit of a lippy bloke. So, you know, he talks that much crap. Nothing against you, Taj, but you probably won't run your mouth next time, mate. So a bit of interesting stuff coming out of the C grade's finest game on the weekend.
Man, that's what you're expecting. Some quality C grade footy.
Yep.
Now, time for the Logie winning segment. Who Ooh, the is Logie. In strife?
Ooh.
Is it a bit of me time now?
Yeah. I tell you what, we've all got someone in strife, I reckon.
Got a couple of people, well, or a couple of organisations.
Razor's called for this one early, so I'll go with it. The Marvel Stadium staff. Is that what it is, Razor?
Yeah, the security at the stadium.
Yep, the security.
Especially the CEO.
Yep.
CEO.
Absolute piss week, I reckon.
Yeah. Once the footy...
Right. First, have tomato sauce with your into the stadium. Now, what you can't talk.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they want it to be a safe family environment. That
yeah, it's got to be good for the Aussies. So that
a safe family environment.
Yeah,
safe support your team.
Environment that well, what Marvel think is sitting there quietly watching the football with no environment.
Oh, you might as well watch it on the TV then.
Yeah, you may as well go home and just have a party and everyone abuse the TV. And if someone gets mad, just hit the TV and bang, buy a new one.
Yeah.
See the person hit the white tape on there now?
Yeah.
So, Marvel Stadium, they are in strife.
Yeah.
Big
piss week from Marvel Stadium, I reckon.
Last week with the roof being open, everyone was complaining. Now this week, with the spectators.
They're just kicking people out.
Exactly. Well, that, it's absolutely shocking, if you ask me.
Anyone else got someone in strife?
Ben, anything else?
Yep. Oh,
yeah, I've got one.
Number 11 from Wanneroo.
If no one else is going to do it, this one.
Don't give him the attention, guys. he doesn't need the fame.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, because we're about to get the blue tick.
Blue tick, it was coming.
Yeah. My in strife. Is Kane
Corns. Oh, his comments for Fremantle. What a joke of a man, Kane Corns.
Now, he is a Kane Corns, I'll just be scrolling for my Instagram, you know, day to day, and everything I just see, Kane Corns comments, replies to people if they say something. I mean, it's like, mate, why are you responding to a 12-year-old comment saying you're bad?
Get a life, Kane Corns, mate.
He just responds that if you message him on Instagram, I guarantee anyone listening right now, he will respond.
Well, why don't you message him?
He will respond. He loves it.
We'll have a look at the message.
Yeah, at the end of the show, we'll have a listen.
Wednesday night.
Nah, wait. One of my mates, already, James McGinnis. You know, James was on the Q&A last week. Yeah, he already messaged. He already messaged Corn something and was like, "How do you feel to be not the best player in your family?" And then Corns responded with like, "How's it feel to play in B grade or something like that?" I can't remember what it was.
In the C grade, Kane Corns.
Yeah.
Can I get a hashtag?
But anyway, Kane Corns. Yeah.
For Kane Corns.
Hashtag.
Yeah, he's a float. He has been. Was it on the KO?
Yeah.
That KO show with
Oh yep.
That was. I showed you guys before.
And he said. He said,
Fremantle were just celebrating too hard, apparently.
Yeah, Walters didn't even do it. He said, "Walters needs to stop kissing. Fife shouldn't rub Robbie O's hair," which you see heaps of players do.
He's just jealous, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see, I guarantee if Robbie Gray was doing it to Fife,
wouldn't care.
You know, he wouldn't even be talking about that. And Hogan said something to Burton, not even that serious, and he has a go at him. So here's something against Fremantle. He said Fremantle have achieved nothing in this game. They've still got a long way to go.
You know what, Kane Corns?
What do you want us to do? Win the Premiership?
At the end of the day, it's Kane Corns. So I guess we've just got to not really listen to whatever he's got to say because he's Kane Corns and he hasn't really got any clue about talking football.
And Chad Corns is better.
Yes.
All right. so no one else has an in strife.
Or maybe I might have one. I might have
Here we go.
The Bow Divers Brumbies.
Oh.
Up the Brumbies.
Up the Brumbies, but I mean,
Wild and free.
We're eight rounds in, and we've got an average losing margin of about 120 points.
Bloody hell, mate!
What grade is it? What grade is this?
Well, there's only one division down in the Peel region, so
you get good sides
and your bad sides, and we're the worst sides. So
just request a trade.
Request a trade to the Colts side, but
I go up to the Central Conference.
Play for Peel.
Go play some Central Conference footy. In the C grade there.
Yeah, how about you get good and go play waffle or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's stiff. So your club side.
All good. Yeah, no, that's all done. Yeah,
that's it. All
right. Yeah, I was just gonna say Kane Corns as well.
The record says it all. Yeah. Nothing there.
Go on, Noles.
It's not really an in-strife, more of a thoughts on Ben Stratton stomping. What's the punishment? I know I've already touched on it earlier, but
I've heard from some people, and they reckon 4 weeks, 2 weeks for the stomping, two weeks for the...
Got to add everything up, I think.
I reckon
2 weeks. I would say 3 to 4.
Yeah, I'd probably
I reckon 1 to 2.
I'd probably say 4 weeks all up.
I'm going two to four.
One for each incident.
No, I reckon four.
Yeah.
For all up, you know, I think he's only got a fine for that flicking the bird to the fans.
Oh, that's in there as well.
Yeah. Might actually be on. No, we don't have time to look it up
on
the internet.
No, it's not. So, it's not been done.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. No. Fair enough.
Tight schedule here.
Right. That's it for in strife.
Yeah.
Logie winning segment. Let's just switch codes and just check out the week in the World Cricket World Cup. Now, as you can probably tell from the show tonight, it's much different to Monday night's show, and we're on time to being under an hour this week. Because last week we all did reviews each and it just went on forever.
Yeah.
But this week we're just going to discuss each game. But pretty much...
Australia sitting on top of the World Cup table, boys!
Open up your mouth.
The boys
left off from last week was South Africa in the Windies. They ended up getting rained out after 7.3 overs. Bangladesh and Sri Lanka rained out before a ball was bowled. And then some lovely English weather came in for Australia and Pakistan's game. Australia winning by 41 runs. And then India and New Zealand match abandoned without a ball being bowled.
Of course it is.
And, doesn't mind the rained out game.
England beat the West Indies by 8 wickets, and the weather keeps just turning out for Australian games. Australia beating Sri Lanka by 87 runs, and South Africa beat Afghanistan by 9 wickets.
Is that their first win of the tournament?
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't think that game was rain affected. But last night's game,
they're on the board.
Last night's game, India and Pakistan, that was rain affected. They won by 89 runs under the Duckworth Lewis method. Thoughts on any of the games, boys? And just before we quickly discuss the game on the moment, the Windies are batting
232
for 3
of 38 overs.
Yep.
So, big thing coming out of last night's Indian game, Virat Kohli walking. I think he was in 78 or something at the time, with only 15 balls to go in the game. So, you know, I'm all for a batsman walking if they haven't been given out. But when you haven't hit it, it'd be a bit stupid to walk.
Well, he thought he did.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I saw a thing just after
it was the handle. It was a crease in the handle.
Apparently, playing in English conditions,
because the ball
handle can get loose, apparently.
Yeah, no, it's because the ball hits so high up on the... And if you've been watching the World Cup, you'll see that the ball hits up quite high on the bat most of the time. So it's weakening the splice of the bat.
Yeah, and it just, like, moved or something, I don't know, and just made a noise. And he thought he edged it. So, obviously not.
He's felt that creaking. Him and MS Dhoni were having a look in the locker room, just shaking the bat around. So that's obviously what it would have been for that one.
Yep. And then Australia, they won every game, I think, from when we last did the cricket segment. The only game I've lost was against India.
It's vintage time.
And that was the Sunday night before last Monday. So otherwise, Australia undefeated since we last talked about them. and on Thursday night.
And that loss against India wasn't even a bad loss.
No.
And on Thursday night.
We still scored 300.
Thursday night, Australia got Bangladesh. Now, last World Cup, Australia v Bangladesh got rained out at the Gabba. So, can't really tell who's going to win that, but I'd assume Australia.
Yeah. Australia, that's on Thursday,
Yeah, and I saw a post on Instagram today from Fox Cricket. If I can find it, it's not letting me search, but it was the top 10 run scorers from the World Cup so far. Yeah, I've just got it up now. Aaron Finch,
Is it Smithy 6?
Aaron Finch, he has the most runs, 343. Warner is third with 281. Smith is sixth with 243. And off that chart, boys, three Australian players are in the top 10 for the most runs scored.
Yeah.
And England also have three as well with Root, Roy and Butler.
Yeah. So I guess when we made our predictions of leading run scorers, you probably wouldn't have picked Finch to be up there.
Yeah, so, and I picked Rohit Sharma to be the man of the tournament, and he's in second on 319 runs. So come on, Rohit. I don't care what you do now. You're versus Australia, so you can score as much runs as you want.
Yeah, so
and then most wickets.
Except in the final.
Most wickets. I think it's Mohammad Amir from Pakistan.
Yep.
He's on top with 13 wickets, and Starks also on 13.
And then I think Lockie Ferguson.
He's in fifth with 8.
Eight.
Cummins is in third with 11.
Ah, right. So not bad, for the Australian quicks.
Yeah, old Matt Joffre's in fourth.
Yeah, so it's a World Cup for fast bowlers.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
His Instagram's going to be up there.
Get him up there. So that's really, I think, all we got. So
yeah, that's tonight. Yeah, special mentions. I guess we've nailed everything that we needed to.
Boys, any special mentions from any other sports?
Big shout out
NBA.
To Taj Radford.
NBA. Oh, yes.
Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, winning the.
I wanted to go to game 7, but.
Also,
you know.
You're going to fire him, weren't you?
Alonzo Ball, welcome to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Zoe, Triple B, I'm the man.
Anthony Davis.
AD to the Lakers.
Yeah, the Australian women's soccer side in the World Cup, I never know how that's going on. All I know is Sam Kerr's playing, and that's all I know about that. I don't know anything about the women's World Cup, but that's all I know. Sam Kerr is playing, and she's like the best player.
It's not really worth a mention if you're only going to say that.
I thought you guys may have known a bit.
No,
well, we don't.
The NBA, you got to feel sorry for KD and Clay.
No, not really.
Not really.
I feel sorry for him.
Congratulations, you injured yourself.
You don't want to be like those Raptors fans clapping, do you?
All right.
Bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, I'm happy with that, boys.
All right.
Yep, Sam.
We'll be back on Wednesday night.
Wednesday. Because social media.
Eagles and Essendon are on Thursday night. Me and Vinny will be there.
Yep.
Getting our freeze beanies because we are a bit delayed with them.
Yeah.
We'll be getting them pre-game.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yeah, good.
Callan,
I hope you're wearing yours.
Get me one, I'll pay
you
back.
Yeah, mate, I'll grab you one. Then the big
three squad. Well done. We're not buying anyone else, Sammy, if you're wanting.
Unless you're just going to pay us and you don't expect a beanie.
Yeah.
Pay us for the podcast.
Yeah.
Or pay.
Yeah, make sure you chuck in the donations, everyone, for the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't forget
to follow us on Instagram at Centre Square Podcast and like our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
I think that's on.
Yeah. And if you share it, we'll share your page.
And make sure.
If you share
make
it.
Sure.
So we'll give you a shout
on
out.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll put out. Ask us a question, which is pretty much our only real segment on a Wednesday night, or which would be a Thursday night when there's no more Thursday night footy games on. But we do ask us a question and we'll answer it on the podcast. We'll chuck that on the Instagram story, so make sure you get that and you'll get a mention.
Yep.
On the
Potty
on the Wednesday night this week. And then we've got one more Thursday night game, which means another Wednesday night podcast. And the week after that will be on the Thursday night to preview the round. So remember, the next podcast will be just tipping and the Instagram ask us a question.
Yep.
Make sure to follow us on everything, guys.
Tell all your friends about us.
Yeah.
Get around everyone.
Invite your friends on Facebook to like a page.
And tell them to listen to us on Spotify, of course.
Yeah.
Also, give us feedback. DM us on anything that you want us to do or change or positives that you like.
We thank everyone for the feedback as well over the last week.
That's why we tried to change it up, guys.
Yeah, that's why this is much different to last Monday's. Because everyone found it boring. Hopefully this one was a bit more interesting. So I think it was, because last time I just got bored. Last week I was real bored because Ethan took about 10 minutes to review one game of football.
I didn't have a Cricket World Cup game, all right? So.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah, my game will got rained out.
Righto, boys. We'll see you tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, and we'll see everyone on Wednesday night.
Yep.
Episode 4 will be on Wednesday night, so get keen.
Yep.
Get keen. Cheers, guys.
Thanks. See you, boys.
Have a good night, fellas.
Catch up.